I really love today's gospel because it gives me hope and it shows that even Jesus needed to be challenged to grow and change his ideas about who he was and what he was called to do. In last week's gospel, Jesus confronts the Pharisees who came up from Jerusalem to Capernaum where Jesus was with his disciples. They challenged Jesus about the purity laws, in which he uses that opportunity to remind them of holiness as a matter of the heart and not just following empty rituals. In today's passage, he leaves Capernaum to get away from it all and heads north to the region of Tyre in the country of Syria and Phoenicia, foreign lands where descendants of the ancient Canaanite people lived, who were the historic enemies of the Jews. We hear how Jesus is trying to go there unnoticed in this foreign place. He finds himself in a house where a Syrophoenician woman pesters him to heal her daughter, who believes is possessed by demons. She begs Jesus to make her daughter well. She gets on her hands and knees in desperation and pleads with him. Jesus' response to her is sharp and biting, not the kind of thing we expect from Jesus. He says to her, "It is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." He was saying his ministry is to the Jews and not to the Gentiles, and certainly not to her or her daughter. In most cases, you would expect this woman to slip away having been put in her place, but no. She is a desperate mother and won't be cast aside. Her response to Jesus is just as quick and clever as Jesus' statement was biting. She says, "Even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." A Gentile woman who has no business approaching a Jew like Jesus. Yet she teaches him an important lesson about acceptance of difference, and that his ministry should not be limited only to the Jews, but should be extended to everyone. Jesus also learned the lesson, don't mess with a mother who is defending a sick child. As a result of her rebuke, Jesus capitulates and heals her daughter. He is changed and transformed by his encounter with this determined mother. Jesus continues his travels in this foreign land and starts to head toward home. But on the way, he has another unexpected encounter with a deaf man with a speech impediment. Most likely, this man was a beggar and a Gentile. Being deaf would have meant he was considered a sinner, and his punishment was his deafness. Friends of this poor man bring him to Jesus and also beg for healing. Jesus, knowing he was going to heal this man, does the healing, this time in private. Again, Jesus violates purity laws and touches this man, putting his fingers in his ears and crying out, "Ephrathah," the Aramaic word for "be opened." If the intimacy of putting his fingers in this man's ears is not enough, he then spits on his own fingers and places them on the man's tongue, and the man is able to speak. Then Jesus does what he always does in the gospel according to Mark. He tells the man, "Don't tell anybody about what just happened." And the more Jesus orders those who he heals in this gospel not to tell what happened, the more they proclaim what Jesus did for them. The fact that Jesus was challenged to broaden his mind and to grow as a person gives me hope that none of us, not even Jesus, is exempt from personal growth and transformation. When this woman put him in his place, he got it. He saw how narrow his vision was of his own ministry through the encounter with her. Jesus was forced to see the bigger picture, a much bigger picture of God, one whose love and care extended not only to his people, the Jews, but to people vastly different from him. Throughout the Gospels, we see Jesus time and time again being challenged to grow, mostly by the women who push him to be more than he thought he was. I find it comforting to read this passage when I fall short of doing what I know is my true potential and my call to do the right thing. Part of being a human being is that we grow in wisdom and knowledge throughout our life. A seminary professor of mine, the Father Ken Himes, taught me that we never stop growing and we continue to, in his words, do ourselves, to make choices and grow up until the very moment that we take our very last breath. The trick to positive personal growth and transformation is to continually seek openness to growth and to recognize how very little we really know, and each and every day is filled with lessons and opportunities for you and me to become more and more of who God intended us to be. As the Syrophoenician woman helped Jesus claim his calling more fully, may those that we encounter, those situations we find ourselves in day after day, challenge us to become more fully the person God intends us to be. Amen.